Since 1951, a theater group at Harvard University has been honoring actresses as the Hasty Pudding Woman of the Year. Joanne Woodward, Elizabeth Taylor, Meryl Streep are just some of those who've received that distinction. This year, the honoree is a native of Burlington, Amy Poehler, best known for her work on Saturday Night Live and as the star of the TV show Parks and Recreation. WBUR's Andrea Shea was on hand for the annual Hasty Pudding Parade and Roast.
Apparently, Harvard has a crush on Amy Poehler. First, she delivered the commencement speech at graduation in 2011.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your beers.
This year, it's an escort by a posse of male Harvard students wearing sequin gowns, lipstick, and fake breasts. They all climb into a convertible that will whisk the honoree to her award ceremony. Bundled up fans line the street and climbed up snowbanks to get a better view of Poehler. The comedian went to high school in Burlington and to Boston College, where she was in the comedy troupe My Mother's Fleabag. Then she headed to Chicago to study with the iconic Second City Improv School. Among the people who turned out for the parade is self-described superfan Zoe Cronin.
Yes, it was just nice to come out and be able to, like, see a strong female role model, like, in person, like...
Flanked by drag queens, as we would want her.
She came with her friend, aspiring improv comedian Kelsey Buckley.
She's my actual individual role model. Like, I'm moving to Chicago to follow in her footsteps. Like, I love her so much.
They both love Smart Girls at the Party, Poehler's online community for young women, and the empowering messages in her new memoir, Yes, Please.
Really, really poignant about how young females coming up right now need some really strong role models. She gives us that.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming our 2015 Woman of the Year, Amy Poehler.
Poehler was a good sport, laughing along as the Harvard students proceeded to lampoon her.
Our Woman of the Year created and starred in the animated series The Mighty Bee, about a young Girl Scout who believes that if she collects enough Scout badges, she will become a superhero.
Similarly, our Woman of the Year believes that if she collects enough Emmy nominations, she might actually win one.
Then the pro had her chance to dish it out.
And I want to say that it's unsettling that there'll be no women on stage tonight. You know it's time for a change when the Augusta National Golf Club has lapped you in terms of being progressive. I haven't seen this many smiling white faces since I took my top off at a mime convention.
And Amy Poehler kept going, saying when she grew up in Burlington, Harvard was a building she and her friends threw rocks at on the way to their real jobs. Poehler also put on a Boston College cap, sang an improvised rap song about pudding, and sincerely thanked Harvard for honoring her with a fake award.
Pudding is great. Pudding is tasty. When I win, I'm not hasty. It's chocolate, vanilla, strawberry.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
To live here, yo. To live here, yo. To go here, yo. Let's get some, yo. Let's get some fro. Let's get some fro, yo. It's so cold. It's a blizzard. Let's get a blizzard at 7-Eleven. Let's be in heaven. And do you remember when I was in college? It was so long ago. I can't remember.